worship God every day as you are walking in the confession of your word of God, your time of worship gets enriched day by day. The quality of your fellowship with Jesus when you sing, all right, is enriched. Which means that when you go to worship, the kind of communion that you have with the Father and with Jesus Christ is growing as you are acknowledging the written word of God. What brings about the manifestation is that interaction. Let's assume God is magnetic. This is what they said about Jesus, about the disciples. They said they perceived they had been with Jesus. He's magnetic. His power and all of that. And you take a steel and you are rubbing it on it. The more time that steel thing goes on, the more it becomes magnetic. The more time you spend worshiping, the more you carry the presence of God when you go out. The more you carry. But you cannot make that contact except you are doing it right. Which means the reading word of God tells us how to make that contact right. What to sing, all right? When you get in, what to worship, all right? Most of the time, people are just pacing and thinking that, you know, if I just keep saying it, that is metaphysics, that's not faith. Right? The word of God goes on the inside. The word of God goes on the inside. The word of God goes on the inside. And you'll find out if you enter into prayer, the flow is stronger. When you enter into worship, it is more powerful. When you enter into worship, you'll find out as you're confessing, when you walk in, it's like the door opens and you come into the tangible presence of the Father and the Son in worship. All right? So, what happens is this. The written word of God is designed to bring us to know the living word. Much failure is this erroneous expectation. That is, we are delivered by our beliefs only just in the written word. Certainly, we must believe and declare this truth. But actual liberation comes as a result of intimate personal fellowship with the Lord through the Holy Spirit. This is our key to victory. When I can enjoy sweet fellowship in worship with Jesus, joy unspeakable, full of glory, by reason of the truth of God's word, even though it has not yet been realized in my life, I have escaped from the limitations of the body into the life of the Spirit. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. All right, hidden in this passage, right, is one of the greatest lessons of Scripture, the key to victory, right? And it shows us the role spiritual intimacy comes in receiving guidance for victory-assured warfare. First of all, we trust in the Lord, which means you are saying, I want God to act on my behalf, right? Then to acknowledge, this is the point I want us to get. It says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And I'll close with this. Acknowledgement there comes from, and let me mention the word because I want to use the word to show. It comes from a Hebrew word that is yada. And it is an intimate contact with a person. Which means in all thy ways, yada him. And he will show you what you should do in that situation. So he's saying, when you get there, and this is what God was saying, instead of you shouting what's going on, all right, get into that depth of worship. It means to know him in a first-hand experience. It means a knowledge that is gained from intimate contact. It is what Daniel spoke about when he says, they that know their God, which means have that intimate contact. Now, the only way you can have it is when the word enters you. Now, I want to show this. Intimate contact. I said, they shall be strong, and they will come out and take bold steps. You will see them do daring things. It's coming as a result of an intimate contact with God. Hear what I'm saying. It is the same word that says, and Adam yadad Eve, which means new Eve, all right? And Eve conceived. There is no way you will contact Jesus like that and you won't give birth to something. Hear what I'm about to tell you. This is what that rest is about. That's why it says labor to get into rest. The scripture says, and Adam lay with Eve. In other words, they rested together. When you enter into rest, worship produces power. Did you enter what I'm saying? When the word of God brings you to a place of rest and you lie down with Jesus and you are worshiping him and there is no agitation again, something is going to come out that will shock the world. It is from that place of worship, all right? All the confession there, is to get, as I said, labor, to get that word inside, to get that written word, for the word now to the confession. And then, you will get this. It says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I'll show you what that fear and trembling is. For it's God who is at work in you. In order for something to be worked out, it has to be first of all worked inside you. Okay? So, it's the same word that Adam knew Eve and she conceived. This type of intimacy can only come from a place of rest. So we must labor to enter into that rest. Are you following what I'm saying here? We must labor. Now, this is what Jesus meant. And this is the clincher. If you put up John chapter 8 and verse 32. John chapter 8 and 31. This is what he said. And Jesus said to those Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, which means the word of God came to them, they believed it. He now said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Then you know what he said? And you shall know the truth. You shall yada the truth. And the truth shall make you free. The truth is a person. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. Which means if you continue my word, you will yada Jesus. And Jesus will set you free. It's not the word you are continuing that sets you free. It's a person that sets you free. That's what I wanted to get to you today. That you can't get to that place of worship where you have an intimate contact if the word of God doesn't produce rest in you. If there is anxiety, you cannot. If there is agitation, you cannot. The confession of God's word and continuous confession brings you to a place of rest. So in that place of rest, you can lie down with Jesus in deep worship. And there is nobody that has ever done that. That something miraculous has not come out. You will bring forth. He said they will be bold. They just come out and they just say that, look, we are going to do this. He said, do what? We are going to do it. How? Where are you going to find the resource? We are doing it. Where will you get? We are doing it. And as they step out, things begin to happen. How? Is the product of yada. Intimacy with Jesus. I'll close with you. That's what David did. That God swore by himself to David. This is what David was talking about. When he said, I will find a resting place for God. He said, I will not give sleep to my eyes. I will labor to enter that rest. God said, listen. From the fruit of your body will sit on the throne for life. This is what David, that's the covenant of David. He said, I will bless you. David labored and entered into rest. So that when he worshipped God, so that God found, that's what he was telling them. When he was asleep there, and they were agitated, carest not thou. He said, you can only function from rest. I rest, you rest. We can't be in a situation where you're shouting and screaming. And you're saying, Jesus, Jesus, and you fear. He said, this is not faith. Rest is that, yes, the wind is blowing. Jesus, I love you. You understand? Without any shaking in your heart. He says a person that makes that kind of contact, what we thought was that our confession will produce is our worship that produces the manifestation. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's our praise that produces it. Listen, our confession works inside us. Then the praise. So that when we speak, he says, now I'm about to say something. Make no mistake about this. Because this is what Paul was saying when he said, I will write my laws in their minds, and they shall all know me. That's yada. From the least to the greatest. And they shall need no man to teach. That's that yada level. It's not level of discussion. Isaiah, when he was going to speak about that, said the small one among them shall be as a thousand that know the Lord that way, and the large one there will be a nation. That's when you literally can come into the holiest of all and interact with God. That's where I was going to with this.
But do you understand this?
You see how far some people are from that real presence. That's what Moses was saying. He said, my angel said, I won't go unless your presence goes. Which means that if I'm going to enter into anything, we must have entered into this yada phase. So when I come out of your presence there, you'll go with me. If I step into a sea, it parts because your presence is there. If any mountain sees me, it begins to depart because I'm carrying your presence. But to get there, it says, when you start out with, you know, the word of God, that's the first level. It says, things will move. It says, that's just the level. So you start reckoning to be so, confessing. Can you imagine how far our faith operation is from what God is saying? All right? You started, he gave you a note. He said, I will expand you to the left and to the right. Look, to find truth that fits your life is not hard. Yes, what's the solution? The Bible says to Abraham and to his seed were the promises made. It says you are Abraham's seed and therefore heirs. Which means go and read all the promises of Abraham is your own. Inside the promises, it will cover something, will cover something of yours. Then you carry that. Here's the problem. And then we start. We hear God. But then, you know, we start confessing and we think that once we start confessing. All right, some of us even make the mistake that John made. Which means the person that showed him the revelation, John was about to worship. He said, revelation is not to worship the person that gives you the insight. It's to worship your maker. Do you get what we're saying here? He said, this testimony of Jesus is to worship Jesus. I'm giving you testimony of God so that you can worship. Which means we are teaching you truth. Not that you can call us rabbi. We are teaching you truth so you can worship God in spirit and truth. Do you get what we're saying here? And then when you worship him in spirit and in truth there, then manifestations begin to happen that we that even started teaching cannot explain. Are you following me? But you know the first bus stop, well, I thought, you know, this is a Christian, though. Well, I thought that, you know, everything would just work, you know, as I just started, I said it twice, three times. The truth is, even if they give you the blessing, your agitation. All right? Okay. I can give you this assurance. You say, well, if I just have a better car. If they give you a better car, that happiness will last 3 days. You will go back to that state you were before. That car will not mean anything. The problem that has been disturbing you will still be disturbing you in the car. Are you following what I'm saying there? It doesn't change anything. Nothing on the outside changes anything. Nothing. Look, nothing on the outside. If I could just get visa to America. Visa to America. If that's the case, all the people that have visa will not return. You get what I'm saying? You know, the Archbishop used to say, an alligator, a lizard in Nigeria, cannot become an alligator. In London. Visa doesn't transform you. It's renewal of your mind that transforms. So you persevere. You enter into rest. Then you worship. And then in worship, that's what God did. Separate unto me Paul and Barnabas. Separate, that's where direction begins to come. In worship, he says, go and fill those pots with water. In worship, it comes and tells you, that thing, it says, you've entered into rest now, you cease from your work. It says, jump into that, that's what I told the man, 7 times, and you'll be completely healed. Those works are not works now, because you want to receive approval from God. These are now, look, let me tell you something. A lot of people don't understand what James was saying. They think James was contradicting Paul. When he said, don't you know that Abraham was justified by works? He wasn't saying that Abraham, all right, by his works. You know, people, it's English, that's why I said sometimes just play on English words. That Abraham came to a place where he was right with God by his works. What he was saying is that by the things that Abraham did, justice. Justice demanded that Abraham should be blessed. In other words, God showed Abraham certain things that when you do it, it's like saying that you know somebody and you see how this person interacts with their clients and with their staff. 5 years after you hear that, he has the biggest company in Nigeria. You say, Oga, justice demanded you should have it. In other words, this person, from what I saw him do, according to God's wisdom, God is a God of justice. In other words, let me tell you this, even to save us, it wasn't that God just operated in mercy. God operated in justice. Jesus paid the price. Do you understand what I'm saying? Jesus paid the price, which means that a sinless man went to the cross and he was crucified. Justice demanded. Justice demanded that if by one man, everybody was a sinner, and one man also offered himself without sin, justice demanded that you should wipe out everything everybody did. In other words, this is what God is saying, that justice demanded that if Rahab risked her life to save these people, justice demanded if she needed to be saved for what she had invested, something must be done. In other words, God will show you, if you help the poor this way, justice demands. If you get into trouble, you must come out. Which means there is a law. People don't understand this. They think that this is not. There is a law on the earth. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. So the grace of God teaches you that justice demands, if you do all these things, the earth has to give you back all these things. God is a God of justice. Which means that he said, look, I can't just wipe away the sins of humanity. That would be violating justice. Justice demands that somebody must pay the price. So nothing happens without somebody doing something. So you look at somebody's children, and they are all governors. They are professors. Somebody says, my friend, it must be so for them. Says, why? I was with this person 25 years ago. I saw what they did for the children of other people. Justice demands. God must raise his. Do you get what I'm saying? That's why he was saying he was justified, which means justice demanded. Which means you look at someone, you sit down in a class, you are looking, or in your office. People are talking negatively about the boss. Somebody never talks negative. 10 years you hear his CEO, you say justice demands it. So you know what grace does? It teaches you that let me show you what you do on the earth, that the justice of God produces this in your life. So he shows you. So you come out and you look at, they tell you 4 years down the line, this is what happens. This is why when you worship God and you worship him, he shows you the principles. He says, come. All right? He says, come. I want to show you something. You want all this your children to do well in life. Let me show you the secret to it. He shows you, go and do this. So you see this person waking up. He has 4 other people's children he's sending to school. All right? He gets up. He has 3 children. He said, let us go and adopt other 2 children. Why? He understands something. Tomorrow, 20 years, you look at his family and you say, look at the family. And you say, all the children are doing well. Somebody says, God is a God of justice. That whatsoever a man sows, are you following what I'm saying there? That also shall that man reap. Do you understand what I'm saying? God is a God, which means God didn't just look at man and say, all right, you, Adam fell, all right, I'm a merciful God, all your sins are gone. They said, no, somebody must pay the price. Are you following me? Somebody must die. Somebody must be crucified. They must beat him publicly. He has to suffer for the sins of humanity. When he suffered, he said, it's enough. Justice has been done. He must wake up from the dead. Don't you see? They say it's true. Got up. Everybody. Now he says, go and do likewise. So when you worship him, he shows you things. He shows you. He says, you know what? Let me show you the laws of life. You know what? Let me show you the secrets of life. As you worship there, he tells you, you know this, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. They are not works to try to get God. You have already entered his presence. Are you following him? You are already worshiping him in spirit. You are holding him like this. All right? But he says, now let me tell you about the earth you live on. Let me tell you. Next time you hear, you see, as you are driving past the house, all right? Now everybody is driving past. You see that woman that sits over there. She is the key. You see that she has nowhere to lay her head and rain beats her. If you cover that woman with a shed that will cost you 50,000, you will have sown the seed on the earth for you to build a 50 million house effortlessly. Kai. It's okay. This is a secret. Quickly you go there, when everybody is driving past, you build the house. 3 years down the line, you are opening your house. Somebody who saw you build the house, will say justice was served. This guy covered somebody who he did not know. Builds things. When I went into the place, he even tiled the ground. He should really didn't have. Did toilet everything. That's what James was saying. That was he not justified to become the father of many nations by what he did? Was Rahab not justified to be the only one that was set free when she risked her life for strangers? So what are we saying? Without the works of wisdom, all right? You might sing and sing and enjoy and say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, but nada. You get what I'm saying? Nobody will see what? Nada. When you say, Jesus is Lord, they say, eh? He's the wealthiest man in the world, is my father. Eh? Are you sure? Are you following what I'm saying? That's the understanding between. What Paul talked about was the justification that gives you access. What James was talking about was wisdom. You understand this? Which means this is wisdom. This is justice. This is wisdom. All right? This is justice here. Where you look at somebody and they took care, let's even say of their parents, in such a way. I mean, a gentleman told me something, he came to me and told me something one day. He said, I looked at the lives of my sisters, we are all born again Christians and brothers. He is the only one in the family that was doing well. He told me one day, he said, I realized the way they treated our parents and the way I treated our parents. He said, one day I did something and my father got up and said in Yoruba, Oma Dafuo. In other words, it will be well with you. He said, that is why things are happening with ease. In order that when the father looks at their life, you know what you say? There is God. That justice was served. You cause fight in a church, they will cause fight in your business. The Bible says God cannot be mocked. Paul wrote it. You know what that means? You can't make a fool of God. Whatsoever a man sows, that also shall a man reap. As born again as you are, if you sow to the flesh, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. So the Holy Spirit is there as you interact with him, he shows you deep secrets in life that people don't know. And then when he shows you those secrets, are you following what I'm saying? He shows you those secrets. right? Then you behave. And some of these things are simple. All right? So let's assume that people are doing well. There was a teacher that helped you in school to stabilize you. That teacher is walking around Lagos. And you are driving, as you are driving, you splashed water on the teacher without knowing. Abba. With the angel in heaven, be happy. That's what James was saying. That by the works I do, you will see where I'm going. In other words, after some time, people will say that justice was served. So as you interact with the Father will show you the secrets of life. That look, this is how it works on the earth, not a chance game. If you live your life like this, deep things that no man's eye has seen, you carry out those things, and then He opens, all right, great things for you in life. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your word, and by the power of your Spirit, we ask that you establish us in this truth and in all righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening.